Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. I believe you probably know more than you cared to about Section 230 in the FEC. And at least you have an understanding of what the general government can do and what it cannot do. And so let's get into marketing, because this show is actually our today's episode. And who knows, maybe the next episode. We do need to get ready to start going into the scale of liberty. But what we want to do, that and natural law and so forth, but what we want to do is we want to, you know, help get you motivated, because we need you to do things. We need you to act, because things just don't happen. As a matter of fact, the reason why things are happening and all these bad things are happening is because there are a lot of evil people that are motivated to making things happen. We need good people to get motivated to make things happen. Now, what we don't want to do is we don't want to distract you. We do not want you to start going out and fighting this little bad thing. And what I mean by that is we don't want you to go out and just fight Common Core. We don't want you to go out and fight abortion. They're all bad. We don't want you to go out and fight vaccinations. What we need you to do, what America needs everybody to do, is unite on the limitations and the enumerated powers within the Constitution and get the general government back into the framework so that they're not pushing all of this crap down our throat and restoring the state's rights over the powers that are not delegated, and let the states manage their destiny and let them choose whether they're going to have to go into conservatorship because they just want to run up debt, and then all of a sudden they can't do anything about it. And this is where politicians need to be removed, specifically politicians that are outright rebelling against the Constitution. This is why I hate to say it, and I don't mean to make it sound like, you know, it has anything to do with us. The good Lord knew what we would need. He knew everything we would need to actually fight all of this crap going on, all of these evil things and these, let's call them powers, or roles, responsibilities, and powers that have been usurped by the federal government. We have all the power necessary to force the general government back into the framework. We go through this all the time. So what we want you to do is we want you to focus on the solution. And so in doing that, that means that you need to start getting smart on very specific stuff. But what we want to do is we can prove to you that there are more things that need to be fought as a myopic issue. When I say that, I mean like abortion or Common Core, vaccinations, energy, what have you. EPA, it doesn't matter. These are all myopic issues. And the unified position and taking on the overall problem that is causing all of these myopic issues is the only solution. So, as you know, you're listening to the only show that provides you the academic evidence-based solutions as well as the academic evidence of what the problems really are. As you know, this show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org and RepublicReview.org. And we hope that you are pondering your role, responsibility in petitioning. And as a matter of fact, as a U.S. citizen, and you've heard this promo before, as U.S. citizens, we're obligated by birth to protect and defend the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. So with that, are you pondering what that responsibility means as a U.S. citizen? the importance of using First Amendment petitions in driving the concerns to your local government and making them actually address these issues or for the redress of grievances. And so one of the things you need to start using a petition for is demanding that they actually set up common law grand juries. And so anyway, you've got that, the First Amendment petition, petitioning for common law grand juries and getting them initiated, as well as your role responsibility in the militia, whether that be the organized or the unorganized militia. Most people are probably in the unorganized because the militia is a very small subsect of our society at this point. It needs to be elevated, especially with all the crap and all the problems that are going on, if you understand what I'm saying. So I'm trying to help people understand what the heck's going to happen if Biden wins. And we're going to talk a lot about that today. But we're going to get into the obligatory still. We still have a couple more things to do. And we will get into some need-to-know news. But what I want you to understand is that the only reason this show is growing and the message is starting to grow is because of you. Thank you for tuning in. And more importantly, we would love to get you involved in becoming a, if you want to call it a local, I'll just say a local leader. I don't want you to be necessarily just an activist. An activist sometimes doesn't really necessarily understand what they're doing. What we need people to understand, one, the problem, and the solution and the processes. This is not rocket science. There are a lot of things that I may not be able to impart as far as reading all of these different biographies regarding our framers and some of the letters and communications and all of these little, I'll just say, granular issues or things that can help you get a much bigger, broader picture. The only thing you really need to understand is, one, is the Constitution a compact? The only answer that you should be coming away with when you do the due diligence is absolutely. The compact or the Constitution was written for and by the states. The states are the primary stakeholders, or I should say principals and shareholders of that Constitution, which means they're the ones that have the responsibility, and only they can determine what really is constitutional, what isn't. The federal government, even the federal bench, does not have the power to determine what is constitutional. Their only thing that they should be dictating, if it is not within their jurisdiction, they should come right out and say, we have no jurisdiction over this matter because it is not enumerated in the Constitution. Therefore, we believe that either Congress needs to create an amendment so that we can meddle with this, or the states need to coalesce and determine what they need to do without convening a convention for an Article 5 convention. We don't need an Article 5 convention. The states have more than enough power and have all the ability, because every single amendment, practically every single, maybe a couple of them not, but almost every single amendment that we have was driven by the states and activist movements within the states. It's not like something just kind of cooked and came out of D.C. other than possibly some of these. And that's why I say I think some of the amendments, like the ones that are aggrandizing Washington, D.C., is not necessarily a state movement. Why would the states want to go contrary to the concept of having an autonomous seat of government where there's no state to actually, you know, have power over the federal government? And if you understand that, you can start understanding how I would just say the globalists, how I would say those people who would want to start putting in a governor and other powers to actually start wreaking havoc on the federal government, or at least pushing and forcing them down one direction or another. It's like having what's the best way of putting this? It's like having a third party arbitrator over the federal government. We don't want that. An autonomous state would be a third party arbitrator that would actually sit and say, we want you to do this and we're going to take over this. And bottom line, they're going to start taxing, because basically states have the ability to tax, but it's already been proven that the federal government cannot be taxed by a state. Why even go down this path? When we go through the ratification debates, we're going to make an asserted effort and a special, we're going to highlight these special comments that were made regarding why the seat of government needed to be autonomous and not a state, so a state could not have leverage over the federal government. With that, we're going to be going into a break. And when we come back, we're going to kind of cover some of the news you haven't heard. We're going to get into G. Edward Griffin's need-to-know news, but we want to also kind of poke at what's going on as far as all of the news coming forth. So when we come back after this break, we will get into those things. One of the things I would just ask while you're actually pondering going through the break, I want you to start thinking about what we can provide you, because I know that there's got to be questions that are arising in your mind. What does this mean? What does this mean? Please let us know, because we know that we may say things, we may cover terms like Marxism. Some people have never heard of or understand what Marxism is. Let us know what we can provide you and what we can give you details on as far as content and context. We will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me, AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and their 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADD-LOCAL or visit them on the web at www.addlocal.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the republic review model, on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue.
I'm sure many of you are really, what's a good word for it, sickened. Maybe you find it frustrating. Maybe it's maddening for you to find how many Republicans, and when I say Republicans, we're talking about elected officials and are those who are in the deep state or a part of it. As we start looking, it becomes really repugnant to me to start understanding who these Republicans that are breaking away from Trump that are actually backing Biden. We're beginning to see just how many rhinos there really were at the top level of both the party and within government that are Republicans. We need to start waking up, and we need to start changing the party to demand compliance to the Constitution. If, and so I'm actually hoping that some other party, a third party, whether it's the Constitution Party or the Libertarian Party, or both of them together, start actually taking the position that the party stands for and supports the Constitution as it has been and as it currently sits with the enumerated powers, getting behind Republic Review. Just also want you to understand here that it seems like fire was intentionally set. If you haven't heard this in the news, Baldwin Park, there was a fire that was set to a ballot drop box where the voter election fraud evidence is starting to mount. So how is it that your votes are safe with the fact that voter ballot boxes are vulnerable, they can be destroyed, they can be manipulated? How foolproof are these things? Because obviously, and they found out that the fire started inside the box. So whoever dropped their ballot into the box, or maybe not the ballot, but the fire starter, just like it was a ballot, boom, and set the whole thing on fire. Just wanted you to understand, as I've been telling you, the Democrats are working to do everything they can to make sure that, and as a matter of fact, I think during the break, I'm going to go look at Baldwin Park, California. Don't know it very well, but there's a good likelihood that Baldwin Park, California might be a red area within a county where those are considered red precincts. I'm just not, you know, nudge, nudge, nod, nod, wink, wink. If you start looking at what these immoral Democrats and communists are willing to do, it's really likely that they're willing to go through and start burning, you know, predominantly red precinct drop boxes. Why not? Because now it creates a question, and who's going to fix that? Because nobody right now is really working to ensure that we have legitimate votes from every person that can legitimately vote, instead of having people that are committing voter fraud and election fraud. Now, so here's a story you probably heard about, but let's put it into proportion, because if you understand the plagues, if you understand the diseases that the Bible talks about, did you know that locusts are swarming and ravaging Ethiopia? The pestilence and diseases, they're supposedly going to start getting bad. Well, maybe this is it. I'm just pointing out that if you start looking at all of the little news that you're not being told, you can start putting pieces together and start realizing what the heck is going on. I'm not sure if you know either, but there is this effort to create this internet. If you understand the 5G and the Internet of Things, Starlink is working ardently in trying to create this network of satellites that will provide not just, it'll mess up the GPS and the military GPS, but it is out there to provide complete monitoring of every device out there. This way we get completely off of the wired internet or the wired communications and so forth, forcing us down this path of their wireless. Now, I'm going to tell you right now that when you start looking at the different factors involved, like these towers and everything else that's going to be communicating with these satellites, that's a whole bunch of energy emanation. There are all sorts of stories. We've already had Orlean Kolk on the show talking about 5G and the damages from just the emanations from these devices that you're going to have on your body, as well as these antenna systems that they're putting in every schoolyard. They're putting them on tops of businesses because they need more of them. Now, the wireless services that are supporting the very rural areas of like Wyoming and the Dakotas and so forth, when they change those out, they're going to have to increase the amount of bread boxes that they're going to have to put out all over these rural areas just to give people the same kind of service. Why? Because the power that they need to achieve the bandwidth that they need to achieve is incredible, and it's all at the expense of your health. So anyway, let's talk about what SpaceX has launched. If you know, SpaceX just launched 60 satellites in this past weekend. SpaceX total for its lifespan involved in the Starlink satellite network, they have launched 835. And SpaceX has indicated that it would require 420 satellites in the constellation to achieve a minor broadband coverage of Earth, and 780 for the first approximately 1,600 to provide moderate coverage. So somewhere in the next month or year, who knows how many flights that they have scheduled, but they are working to provide full coverage. This should concern you. And one of the things, this goes down to that same issue I just said. This is a myopic issue. Are you really going to go and fight 5G? Or are you going to stand up and say the federal government has no business making these decisions? They can't make these decisions, and force the states to step in and take this power back and say, sorry, you can't create some network without our approval coming into our state. Right now, the federal government is rubber stamping all of these wireless companies and all of these wireless plans. Why? Because the lobbyists are paying for it. We have the best government money can buy. And that's the truth, which is why we have to start focusing on the solution, not necessarily fighting these myopic issues. That's why I tell you these myopic issues, so that I can turn right around and not poke you in the eye, but maybe prod you and say, what is it going to take? What is it going to take to get you involved? Now, most everybody knows about the Washington Post story that has been suppressed. But did you know that there is a lot more there, and that there is a crime involved regarding Hunter Biden? If you start looking into the story and the details, this man that actually had Hunter Biden's laptop has exposed pedophilia crimes as well as bribery, RICO charge. I mean, there's a lot of different crimes that have been committed. And this was reported by the Boston Herald. Hunter Biden dropped off three computers with liquid damage at a repair shop in Wilmington, Delaware on April 12, 2019. The owner, John Paul Mac Isaac, examined the three and determined that one was beyond recovery. One was okay, and that the data on the hard drive of the third could be recovered. Hunter signed the service ticket, and John Paul Mac Isaac repaired the hard drive and downloaded the data. During this process, he saw some disturbing images and a number of emails that concerned Ukraine, Burisma, and China, and other issues. With the work completed, Mr. Mac Isaac prepared an invoice, sent it to Hunter Biden, and notified him that the computer was ready to be reviewed. Hunter did not respond. In the ensuing four months, May, June, July, and August, Mr. Mac Isaac made repeated efforts to contact Hunter Biden. Biden never answered and never responded. More importantly, Biden stiffed John Paul Mac regarding the bill and paying him. And so, here's the question. What would have happened if Hunter Biden was quick to respond and went down there and actually paid and picked this stuff up? So what I'm garnering from this story is that Mr. Isaac or John Paul MacIsaac was sitting there going, this is repugnant, this is terrible, I can't believe this crap is on here. But he didn't come forth to, actually report this stuff. He could have easily gone to the Trump and the DOJ, or I would say the Trump administration at least, and make them aware of it. Secret Service, make them aware of it. Somewhere you got to find something, or at least go to the RNC, not the RNC, where do you go? I mean, Delaware is a progressive deep state state. So, I mean, where would you go? But bottom line, here's a guy that had this stuff incriminating and evidence of crimes, and he was holding on to it, just hoping that he could get paid. Doesn't that bother you? Or think of it this way. The divine hand of providence probably kept Biden distracted so that this would get out of hand and the guy finally reacted and reported all of this information. How about that? Well, we'll be right back after this.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
So here's a point that I really didn't drill in here before we started on all of this. As you start looking at the corruption and the disqualification standards of Biden and all of that, this has to resonate. I was going to say ring. This has to resonate in your mind, understanding the importance of the vice president pick as well, because we've already gone through the 25th Amendment. So you know that the vice president and the executive board, or I should say, the principals or the secretaries of all of the executive departments, Department of Transportation, the Department of Health and Human Services, the cabinet that the new president selects and picks, the vice president and the cabinets, all they have to do is write a letter to the Speaker of the House to say, hey, we do not believe that Biden is fit to be president, and have him removed and begin serving as president. Do you understand what that means? Here we have a leftist communist who's not even a U.S. citizen. And who's going to challenge her? That's why she should be challenged right now on her her eligibility of being vice president. You know, what's it going to take, folks? What is it going to take? So as we go through these things, and as you start understanding the magnitude of the story with Hunter Biden, the vulnerability of the presidency, the moral turpitude of this campaign ticket, both president and vice president, you have to start understanding what the heck's going on, my friends. You've got to know that we have to do something. So what is it really going to take? The one thing, if you don't know what to do right now, the one thing is start getting the message out. Just take my videos off of Reclaiming the Republic Network, I should say the YouTube channel, and just take some of those videos and send them out to your friends. If you haven't watched those five new videos, they're a dark blue background with white words on them. They're short videos. Take those video links and send them out to people so that people understand. Find that whiteboard video that Hannah Productions, Hannah Williams, she created this video for us. And I think it's a really good video. It gives you a good introduction to the Constitution and Republic Review. Get this stuff out so that people go, wow, it sounds like there's actually a solution. That's where we need to be. We need people to understand that there's a solution, but we need to start acting now. Anyway, let's get into some G. Edward Griffin news, or need-to-know news. Here he reports something on the Pope. G. Edward Griffin reports, Pope Francis says the coronavirus pandemic has proven that the magic theories of market capitalism have failed. What does that mean, magic theories? Have failed, and that the world needs a new type of politics that promotes solidarity. You know what these words mean? These are buzzwords for communism. Solidarity and working for the common good that must come from sharing the earth's resources. Pope Francis rejected the concept of an absolute right to property for individuals, which is a defining feature of communism. Francis falsely blamed the loss of millions of jobs on the virus, but the economy was destroyed by governments forcing lockdowns and shutting down businesses. So just so you understand, the Bill Maher and other people have been really complaining about the Catholics that are sitting on the bench. You know, Catholics are just people. That's just a label we put on people. But the leadership, I believe that Pope Francis is going down a path which will actually get more and more people to walk away from the Catholic Church, because I do believe that I know a lot of good people that are labeled as Catholics that believe in liberty. They find communism repugnant, and they're going to see how Pope Francis has even departed from the concepts and principles of liberty, which is the true principles of Christianity. And we get into that with the scale of liberty. Okay? G. Edward Griffin also reported that Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced that she will no longer enforce Governor Gretchen Whitmer's COVID restrictions after the state's Supreme Court ruled that Whitmer illegally seized authority from a 1945 law in order to extend the lockdown period April 30th. Whitmer sent patients reportedly to be infected with COVID back into nursing homes amid the most vulnerable population, resulting in more than 2,000 deaths. She should be charged. She shouldn't have been involved whatsoever. She has no degree. Just because she's elected does not mean that she has the ability to make those kinds of decisions. And I am telling you that any law that is sitting in the state's constitution or regulations or what have you, such as emergency powers, are unconstitutional. There are no dormant parts of the Constitution. When the 14th Amendment was created and applied those standards that states could not make or enforce any law that infringes upon or abridges the immunities and privileges guaranteed by the Constitution, that means they cannot use emergency powers. There's no stipulation there. They cannot make or enforce any laws. Period. So anyway, and we've covered this a lot. So as you see your state, as you see what's going on in other states, it ain't gonna get better, folks. At what point in time over the past 40, 50, 60, 100 years has politics really gotten better? Because it seems like we have slowly and slowly compromised our way into the pool of socialism. And the communists are swimming backstrokes around us. G. Edward Griffin reports in another story, Christopher Jacks, a Colorado Democratic Party executive member and the head of the radical Our Revolution organization, revealed the plans of the radical left in an undercover video in which he said 2020 is a political revolution and exhorted violence to achieve communist goals. He exposed plans to intimidate Joe Biden in the White House with constant protest if he is elected or a violent response if Trump is reelected. He recommended a strategic hit against the 1% that's in charge, which is ironic because many top billionaires are funding the Democrats, radical leftists, and Antifa. Well, it doesn't matter. They're all playing together. And they will all, oh, this is just terrible. We're being impacted because the billionaires will demand laws and protection that the state assume more power and control. So even though G. Edward Griffin hits the irony out of the park, he doesn't understand how they will dovetail and work together because they don't care. You know, when you have an abundance of something, like China has an abundance of people, why would China care about the lives of their people? They have too many. So they're expendable. If you have so much money that you have, you know, these artifacts or these features or these things around your home, you know, they may be nice, but you can replace them with nicer stuff because you've got money. It's only money. And when you have such an abundance of it, it doesn't matter. And so I am convinced that the billionaires are absolutely okay with that. It's almost like having a controlled accident. You know, like going in with test dummies and bringing cars together and seeing what kind of damage can be occurred. But instead of seeing what kind of damage, what kind of effects can they obtain with that damage? And so they're just basically going to be out trying to convince as many people as possible that the government needs to take more power and take more of your liberty away. Anyway, here's the next one. The Director of Intelligence, G. Edward Griffin, Need to Know News, Director of Intelligence, National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, declassified several documents, including handwritten notes from former CIA Director John Brennan after he briefed former President Obama on an alleged plot by Hillary Clinton to vilify the candidate Trump, by and by stirring up a scandal claiming interference by the Russian security service as a means of distracting the public from her use of a private email server. Ahead of the 2016 U.S. election, the Obama administration's anti-Trump investigation may not have been limited to the FBI, but may have included the use of CIA assets and surveillance capabilities, raising troubling questions about whether the nation's top spy service was weaponized against a U.S. political campaign. I don't think it raises questions. I think it points and provides evidence that that's exactly what's happened. We have I've said this over and over. There is no such thing as a neutral person. Everybody is ideologically wired, and you cannot go into a nonpartisan position and leave your political wiring at home. This is why the DMV and people that are working for government constantly do things to increase and support big government and government controls, because it serves them. They're getting paid. It helps empower them more. My friends, as you know, We're proving all of these problems, and what is it going to take? Think about that as we go into this break. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, so we've really proven at this point that the evidence is already there. Why is it that nobody's doing a perp walk? Why is it that nobody is going to jail? That's the bearing question that people really have to start thinking about. And this is why I tell you that Trump is only buying us time. He may not be the hardcore driver of the communist globalist state. He may be the more controlled driver of the communist. Because look at what he did with the USMCA. He is not going to be a Biden or Clinton, Obama, or a Bush that is going to quickly and with open arms embrace the global communist agenda. As a matter of fact, I think he's trying to head us, or at least, I believe, lead us down the path of a palatable transition. I'm not convinced he's necessarily the good guy. I don't necessarily see the Lord, you know, the divine hand of providence beaming from the things that he's doing. Sorry, I just don't see it. As a matter of fact, why is this man not doing some of the things that just jump out that we've been putting out? We've been sending these messages like Trump needs to call upon Hong Kong and Taiwan and have them have open elections to determine if they would like to become a state in the United States. Why even mess with China? Why not go for their jugular and start actually pulling away these states that they hope to have control over? Because clearly, if the people of Taiwan want this, then they have a right to be on a path to liberty. Same thing with Hong Kong. And I would tell you that there's no one, the UN would see this as a huge threat, but there's no one that would have a compelling argument against freeing people instead of sending them into the arms of slavery. Anyway, so let's move into the next G. Edward Griffin story. And let me ask you this first. Let me put a precursor out here. Have you had that neighborhood meeting yet? Have you sat down with your neighbors and said, hey, what are we going to do if Antifa starts coming through, you know, our gate or through our community? On October 7th, the prosecuting attorney announced that Black officer Joseph Mensa would not face any criminal charges after he fatally shot Alvin Cole, who repeatedly fired first. This led to riots in Wetsuka by Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Mercenaries were involved in this as well. Rioters vandalized and looted businesses and caused damage to residential homes. The city is bracing for more destruction and curfew. Are you kidding me? This is, could happen just around the corner. And as a matter of fact, they're trying to export this everywhere. Fear is a very powerful tool, and they know it. They want to ensure that they can get to you and have an effect. And the effect is that you surrender. You do nothing. In February, Officer Mensa shot and killed Alvin Cole, a 17-year-old Black youth, in the parking lot of a Mayfair mall. The prosecutor said that Cole ran from the police, discharged the firearm he was carrying, and was ordered to surrender the weapon. He did not surrender the weapon and was fired upon by Officer Mensa, causing his death. A witness said that Cole displayed a stolen 9mm pistol while he was at the mall during an argument with another patron. Officer Mensa has shot and killed a total of 3 people, including Cole, since 2015, and their families have called for him to be fired and criminally charged. In August, 50 protesters gathered outside Officer Mensa's home, and he reported, so he must have been doxxed, and reported that he was physically assaulted by them, and someone fired a shotgun into the house. I'm just telling you that as you start looking at what's going on, there won't be any safe bastions unless you make your own safe bastion. You need to call your neighborhood, your friends, and the people that live in your neighborhood. Say, let's have an honest conversation. I want to know where I can count, you know, where I don't have to worry, and you know, I can turn my back towards you, or whether I need to make sure I keep a gun in your direction as well. The corrupt FBI said it foiled this plot against the members of the militia of the kidnapped Governor Whitmer at her vacation home and overthrow the state government. The FBI reported that the group talked about creating a society that followed the U.S. Bill of Rights and where they could be self-sufficient. In addition, Michigan's Attorney General announced that her office filed charges against 6 militia conspirators. And I believe as we go down the exposing the names and associations, this will all be cleared, but it will be page 20 in the news instead of page 1 in the news. And people will still believe that these are constitutional militia people and the constitutional people are a problem. That's exactly how this goes. And that's exactly what they want to do, is they want to make sure they can continue to convince you that those who support the Constitution are radical racists, because that is their agenda. So this next story has to deal with a little bit of election fraud. G. Edward Griffin, according to Franklin County, 49,669 voters out of almost 250,000, 237,498, or just over 20%, received ballots which contained an incorrect congressional race. Others had the correct information but were inadvertently mailed to voters in the wrong precinct. President Trump cited this as another incident. I'm just telling you, folks, why is it that we're seeing all of these things, the fire, the excessive mailing? There are people in some of these states that are sending ballots to a home to everybody that has ever registered as a occupant of that address or a resident of that address. They're sending ballots to these homes. And there's lots of people that are getting, I saw this one where there were 18 different ballots to people that no longer reside there. Now, if that went to a Democrat, what do you think the Democrat would do? They would fill out every single one of those and mail them in. Because there's a great chance that nobody would ever catch it. That the numbers would just be counted because the fear is, oh, we can't not count a vote. I mean, votes are sacred. What is it going to take? Have you written a demand for Trump to call for the FEC to audit this Constitution, or not this Constitution, this coming election? We, as the states, need to audit the Constitution, but he needs to audit this election just so he can buy another 4 years because, friends, if you're expecting the party and other organizations to save us, no, it's not going to happen. They have no vested interest. None of these conservative entertainers or other most conservative organizations have no vested interest in trying to save this problem or cure this problem. Boy, but if they could, if there's a way they could make lots of money in doing it, you'll find them on top. You'll find them leading the charge. And I'm here to tell you, they don't have the cure. That's why they just want to sell you information and their content. Oh, you got to sign up with us and we're going to give you what you need. And I'll tell you what, you take that down to the market and see how many eggs you bring home because it's not a solution. I will tell you, if you look at Republic Review, it will make changes. It will force government, all government agencies eventually into compliance with the Constitution. The next one, and probably the last one, Denver, Colorado, Lee Kletner, a veteran who attended a pro-police Back the Blue rally, was fatally shot in the face after discharging bear spray in self-defense at two men who confronted him at gunpoint. According to a witness, Keltner was photographed touching or slapping the face of the alleged shooter. Matthew Robert Doloff, before the shooting, is who he slapped, and the Denver police claimed that the shooter was not Antifa, but was a bodyguard for local news station KUSA. The second man was a producer for the news station and was released. KUSA said that they contracted through Pinkerton for private bodyguards. However, Doloff is not licensed to be a security guard in Denver. Doloff is a leftist activist who participated in the Occupy movement and bragged online about being confrontational with conservatives. So here he basically created a situation so he could kill a guy. Antifa celebrated in the street at the news of a Trump supporter being shot. This is where we are. People revel in the loss of life. It doesn't matter because that's how they're wired. When we get in to the scale of liberty, we're going to cover all of this. And we're going to go over some things that we've already kind of gone over. But what we need to do is we want to tie everything up nice and neat for you. And so basically, I just got a few seconds left. I really appreciate those of you who tune in. I can't say this enough. And I really appreciate the fact that you are letting people know that there are solutions, that they need to tune in because our numbers are showing it. We thank you for that again. I'm G.R. Mobley, and we're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. In our next episode, we will cover more of the marketing for you and start setting the stage for the scale of liberty. God bless. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing.